Melissa and Jack's second date.
On 103.7 Play.
If your date doesn't call you back after a first date, Melissa and I will call them up, put them on air, and try to find out what happened.
All right, so explain to us everything that's going down here.
So I met this really sweet girl out at a happy hour sort of get-together. I was with coworkers that night, and her name was Sally. She was great. She was beautiful, and we kind of hit it off. We decided to meet up later that week at the Uptown Alley, you know, that bowling spot up by Brandermill.
Mm-hmm.
And things went great. You know, I was, of course, my normal, charming, handsome self.
Of course.
We had an awesome, awesome time. We, you know, made out into the night even. So, I don't know. It was perfect. And she's not returning my calls right now. So I'm assuming she's out of town. But, I just wanted to do a second
date
thing.
She's out of town and left her cell phone back here. That totally sounds like it would make sense.
Greg, you know how this works. Well, we're going to call her up and find out the real reason she's been avoiding you. And we'll try to get you guys together for a second date.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is Sally there, please?
This is she. Can I ask who's calling?
My name is Melissa. I'm a friend of Greg's. You actually went on a date with him a few nights ago. And I know that y'all had a nice time. I was calling because he keeps telling me that you're not returning his calls. And I thought maybe you'd answer the phone for me because you're not answering it for him, obviously. Is there a reason why you're not calling him back?
Okay, look, if I tell you what happened, will you tell him to stop calling me?
Yep, done.
Okay, so I met him at this happy hour thing. He really just seemed super sweet and not douchey like most of the guys you meet these days. You know, I'm not really into that. So, we agreed to meet at Uptown Alley. I get there and I wait in the bar restaurant area and he comes in. He's maybe 5 minutes late, which is fine. But I think he had been with his friends beforehand and he was a little drunk. He was, you know, kind of slurring his words. I mean, he was still super nice and he was really funny. He was also super loud because he was really hammered and he kept going out to smoke or to the bathroom and he kept drinking. I kept sucking him down. I don't know. I guess it wasn't a bad date. I got a good laugh. And at the end, when he walked me to my car, he tried to lay this really wet, lumpy kiss on me and was I had to wipe it off my face.
He showed up for your date drunk?
Yeah.
Well, you're being a total bitch. That is not at all what happened.
What?
I had two drinks before you got there.
What the is going on here?
Sally, you're actually on second date on 103.7 Play.
Excuse me?
Obviously, that's Greg listening in, and he wanted to know why you've been avoiding him.
Well, Greg, she wasn't avoiding you because she was out of town.
So I know this. I mean, you really thought I seemed that drunk? I wasn't.
Greg, did you go drinking before your date?
I had a couple, I had a few, but I certainly wouldn't say I showed up to the date sloppy drunk.
Well, maybe you should work on your tolerance.
I don't see the big deal. He brought his friends to go bowling. He had 17 or 18 cocktails. He was a little nervous. You know, just a normal date.
Thank you.
Wait. So that part's true, too? So you really did you meet your friends at the same place where you were taking your date? You got drunk with them, and then you went upstairs to meet your date?
Two birds with one stone.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. It's perfect. Yeah, you hang out with your buds. It's a Saturday. You know, you're doing a little bowling, and then, hey, I got to pop upstairs and meet this girl. Sounds like a great Saturday.
That is ridiculous. That is so disrespectful.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Well, why is it disrespectful?
If you're going to meet your date, you're going to be with your date. But two, showing up wasted for a date, I mean, who does that?
Well, again, wasted is a stretch. You know, I don't remember slurring my words. Listen, we can go back. You know, you can be the drunk one this time. I'll be the sober sister. And, my buddies will be miles away. It'll be, I'll take it easy.
Oh, sure. So totally sober? We'll be there totally sober?
Soberly toned.
Totally sober. I might have one or two, but, I'm not going to be...
That's not being totally sober. I mean...
Listen, let's do something. If we can do something, during the daytime and, no drinking involved, I'll go out with you again. I will.
All right.
Sweet.
I don't have to. drink that is. Yeah. I'd be
Melissa, it
delighted.
Looks like we got a second date. We didn't even ask. Ugh. They wanted to go on a second date.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Well,
boom.
Like
there
you've never
go.
Been drunk on a date, Melissa, and had to have your date hold back your hair and then, all right, let's go back to the bar. Well, vomit all over you.
Not on a first date.
That was called your 20s, Melissa.
It was all of my 20s. All right. Well, since you guys were so cool about coming on second date, 1037 Play will take care of your tab for you guys when you go out, okay?
Boom. I love it. Thank you, guys.
You are welcome.
You know, I think what Greg did was great. You know, getting drunk, acting like an idiot on the first date, it really helps lessen the expectations that she's going to have for later on in the relationship. And I can relate with that.
Can you? Because I feel like if anybody actually just listened to you on the radio, the expectations would be pretty minimal in the first place.
Yeah, I never have to worry about disappointing anyone. It's nice.
The bar is so low, it's on the ground. Let's go to the phones. 345-1037. Good morning.
Good morning. I love y'all's second date. That just gives me such a lift.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
But listen, Jack, I'm calling to take up for you because you know what? Melissa just said, Jack, your bar is on the ground. Well, Jack... Be happy, because, honey, there ain't no way but up for you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Melissa and Jack's second date on 103.7 Play.